You probably know more than we do about Riley, but I mean, what are you doing this week, you know, to prepare for the possibility of starting?
Just preparing as if I'm a starter. And we'll see once game time's coming around, see how he's feeling, and go from there.
And how was the experience Sunday? How much did that, you know, help for the possibility this week?
It definitely helped a lot, you know, just getting my feet wet, getting into the game for a longer period of time, you know, actually getting to play alone.
We talked about it last week, but you're still more comfortable on the left side just because that's naturally what you played in college, right?
To a certain extent, yeah.
And where are you working this week, right or left side?
Both, left and right. Usually what I've been doing so far, you know, throughout this whole year.
Like you're preparing as if you are going to start.
I prepare like that every week, yeah. I prepare if I'm going to start.
What have you seen on film from their DNs?
They have a lot of talent up front. Got to prepare for it. Got to get ready for it.
Jared Allen, I mean, we talked about Julius Peppers being a guy that just has so many moves, so many touches. How difficult is it to slow a guy like Jared Allen down?
He's definitely a savvy vet, so technique is a must with him. And you just have to be on your P's and Q's with him because he's always going to throw a different move at you because he's been seeing it so long.
What would it mean, though, to you, I mean, going undrafted and possibly being the starting left tackle in a Thanksgiving game?
It's crossed my mind. I've thought about it a lot. It would definitely give my mother something to look forward to on Thanksgiving, with the whole family, really. But at the same time, it really is another game, and I'm just here to help my team out. So if I can play a great game for them, that's all I really want.
Do you have family coming to town?
No.
Are you going anywhere on going home Friday or anything?
I might. I don't know. It all depends on how I play for the game.
If you got word tomorrow, though, I mean, after practice, it's not looking good. I mean, it looks like you're going to start. Mom's not going to fly up here last minute to catch baby boy?
Well, that's tomorrow. You have to figure it out.
So you say it's still a possibility, Mom.
It's still a possibility, yeah. It's still a possibility.
What's the biggest difference going from the right wing then this whole year to left? I know you played left in college, so yeah. What's the biggest difference between the two?
Going from right to left, I had to think about my technique more on the right side. Left is more natural. I just function better going left because I am left-handed, and I've been doing it so long. So I'm more natural going to the left.
How tough was that transition when you first started playing left?
It's really tough because you have to flip everything in your mind, meaning your steps, the playbook, everything. So it can get pretty tough at times.
And I walked away, so now where do you feel most comfortable?
Left and right. Right and left. Whichever one you want to put first.
Thanks, Coach. how much have you been picking Riley's brain this week, maybe more than usual?
Well, we just came back from one game, so I really haven't had much time to really talk to him. Just been trying to prepare myself for this week.
How did you feel your film looked after, you know, going back and looking at the performance against New England?
Had some good, had some bad, had some all right, but there's still a lot to grow off of.
Matthew talked today about how the O-line is usually a position group that really has to have chemistry and trust with each other.
Yes.
How do you guys develop that without being together for long?
Well, that's the thing. We've been together since OTAs, since camp, so I feel as though that our chemistry is already there. It's just plugging in different people in different spots. Now, you may develop continuity, you know, playing next to someone for so long, but we still have the same calls, the same steps, so one guy should be able to step in and do the same job as another.